Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
All right. What happened, Drex?
What do you guys think about making a child who is sleeping over at your house sign a non-disclosure agreement? I'm not talking like go full Michael Jackson here or anything. But like it never fails whenever my daughter's having a sleepover or whenever she's at somebody else's house, just something always seems to happen. It's not this glorious little thing where they just giggle and they eat popcorn and they fall asleep and wake up and have breakfast and go home. It never works that way. It only took 14 minutes for us to drop my daughter's little friend off at home to receive a text from the mom questioning some behavior.
Oh, so the sleepover was at your house.
Yes.
You drop this kid back off. 14 minutes later,
we get a text. And I feel bad about what happened. I hate that this happened because my daughter and this little girl, they're like BFFs. In fact, my daughter said, like, you know, I love Caroline so much. If anything ever happened, I know Caroline would have my back.
Wow. Aww.
So these little girls, they love each other so much. And also, like, I want the parents to return the favor.
Right.
Know? Yeah, like, you take my kid now for
yeah,
a night.
Yeah, yeah, for right. sure.
So we have a little girl, Caroline, over the weekend, and she's she's coughing and she's hacking. She sounds like Cousin Eddie's dog from Christmas Vacation. And she's got snot everywhere, and I guess she's, like, coming down from, like, a little sinus infection. And my wife was like, Caroline, come up here. I'm going to give you some, like, kids Tylenol, maybe give you some saline spray to clean up your nose. And the little girl was so excited about it, like, oh, cool. You
know. Excited?
Yeah.
Oh, yay, meds.
Well, she was excited because she's never taken medicine before for a cold. We found that out on the text message because the mom was like, hey, did you give Caroline medicine for a cold? My wife was like, well, yeah. Like I said, she sounded like Cousin Eddie's dog. She was hacking and snotting all over the place. And the mom's like, well, we don't do that in our house.
Mm-hmm.
We don't give our kids medicine.
Yikes.
And I'm like, what do you mean you don't give your kids medicine? You're the mom, the woman texting us, is a nurse practitioner.
Wow. Well.
What do you mean you don't give your kid medicine? You are a doctor. You are a doctor
She's
of medicine.
She's on the inside. She knows what's what. She knows that meds are bad.
It never seems to fail.
Dude, sleepovers are the worst.
Aw.
It's torture for everybody. It's
what do
torture
you mean?
For the parents. It's torture for the... Yeah. Have you had a sleepover, Kara?
I've had tons of sleepovers.
All right. Answer this. What went wrong?
Well...
And be honest.
Yeah.
Well,
what went wrong?
I mean,
see,
there was always kind of something.
There's always something.
There's always something.
Let's have the kids sign a non-disclosure agreement. You cannot discuss what happened at the house. So when you go back home, none the wiser. And then I could take my kid to your house and I can have a night with my wife. And I won't know what's going on over there because
no.
I don't care.
Cancel all sleepovers. Seriously, call us 404-741-0985. I want to hear what went wrong at your sleepover. My first sleepover, even just at 5 years old, over at Cindy John's house. It's the only sleepover I ever did.
Ever went to.
We were staying in the same room. She lived next to the highway. I was up all night. Her parents told me we were having blueberry pancakes the next morning. I came down crying at about midnight saying, I don't want blueberry pancakes. Take me home.
You're like laying in bed thinking about how you didn't want blueberry pancakes.
404-741-0985. And you know I was crying about something else because who doesn't love blueberry pancakes?
Right.
Please.
Is there going to be syrup?
Your children belong at home with their parents in their own beds.
24/7, 365,
Ted? Yes. The first time they should have a sleepover is when there's romance in the air and they're married.
Aww.
And not to sound like an old man, but sleepovers are the worst. Everybody knows that.
I back you up, Ted. We've probably had 10 sleepovers, and of those 10, we've had 10 issues.
10 incidents.
Oh, yeah.
It happens. Yeah.
So to prove it, so that parents who have not sent their children to somebody else's house can learn before they make that mistake. We are asking what happened at the sleepover. 404-741-0985. Chelsea in Ackworth.
I'll tell you the worst thing that ever happened to me at a sleepover was watching the movie Candyman. That movie like haunted me for years.
How
year.
Old were you?
16. Oh, yeah. I'm not, I mean, like, I couldn't shower, like, without it being in my mind.
Ugh.
That's the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Did you run home and tell your parents about the experience?
Absolutely not. You don't tell anything to your parents when you're 16. No.
Thank you so much, Courtney and Jefferson. What happened at the sleepover?
So I was in elementary school, and I went to a girlfriend's sleepover. I was eating some Apple Jacks, and her brother brought a friend over, too. Well, he found a mouse in a mouse trap. So it wound up I got interrupted from eating my cereal and chased around the property with a dead mouse.
Ew.
So, yeah, so at 34, I still cannot touch a bowl of Apple Jacks. I won't even buy them in my house.
Well, so I was curious if, like, if that scarred you for life or maybe built a little bit of character in you, Courtney.
A little bit of both.
A is for apple. J is for jumping off a building if you come near me with that thing. All right, so we asked this on Facebook. What happened at the sleepover?
Dawn Marie Braden said her friend set her leg on fire with hairspray. Had to have been Aquanet in the 80s.
Oh, geez.
Had to. Yeah. Stephanie Baldwin said she fell asleep first and the other girls cut her bangs off. I mean, bangs are bad enough in the first place, but when you cut them off,
right?
I mean, that's awful. And then Marcy Moore Jadwin said that her best friend pierced her ears, but only got through one and then chickened out on the second one. So another girl at the party had to do it, and they were uneven.
Oh, no.
All that blood.
Man.
Angel and Gwinnett, what happened at the sleepover?
A friend of ours called and said, hey, can you watch our son? I was like, yeah, that's fine. We had a daughter. We have a daughter the same age, and they were about 3-4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And we turned off, or we went to bed. Everything was fine. We heard our daughter screaming like 10 minutes later. So we run up there. This kid is on top of my daughter trying to choke her.
What?
Because she turned off the light.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so we called the parents, and I was like, no, you got to come get your kids.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Right away.
Not happening.
I can understand why that family sleeps with the lights on.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning. Thanks for listening. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Starting out at 41 degrees now. It was 30s earlier. But this is it. For a couple of days, just going to keep getting warmer and warmer into the 70s. Got to love that. What's going on, Kara?
If you have anything left in the bank after Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, today is actually Giving Tuesday. And it's a great way to give back to your favorite charity or nonprofit organization. It's kind of become like a global movement. Last year, Georgians donated just under $25 million in this one day.
Just in Georgia?
Just in Georgia. It's pretty huge. So if you've got a little extra that you'd like to donate today, you can go to georgiagives.org. You can find a huge list of both local and national organizations there, like Must Ministries, Helping Mamas, the American Cancer Foundation, and so many more. Now, if you've got a bunch of Christmas lights outside your house, be careful with those things. They could get you fined big time. You know those cool little laser lights you can set up outside to project onto the house, like little snowflakes or stockings or candy canes, those kind of things? Well, they may cost like $30 or so at the store, but could end up costing you an $11,000 fine from the FAA.
What?
The laser beams actually reach so much farther than we think. And if they are projected like into the trees or if they miss the house and they just keep on going, they can actually blind pilots who are flying overhead. So it's become such a problem that they are enacting these fines. Of course, they'll come out and give you a warning first and give you the opportunity to adjust your laser beams.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, these hefty fines will pick up.
And yet, every time there's a movie premiere, I see these giant lights flashing in the sky.
Those lights are different than these lasers.
Okay.
They don't reach as far as the lasers do and
crazy.
Blind the pilots.
Those are just like regular halogen. They're not sharks with laser beams.
That's right. Now, speaking of Christmas, it's definitely costing more this year. Have you guys heard about the Christmas Price Index?
No,
Christmas
what is
price
it?
Price index?
Okay, so for the last 38 years, PNC Bank has calculated the prices of the 12 gifts from the classic holiday song, The 12 Days of Christmas. So if you tried to buy all 12 of them, it would cost you $41,205.58.
I mean, a partridge in a pear tree, that's probably 10 bucks. What's the big ticket item on there?
Turtle doves, dude.
Actually, turtle doves. Yeah, the largest price increases this year were for those exotic pecs.
Oh.
The 6 geese a-laying, the 2 turtle doves, and the 7 swans were actually the most expensive thing on the entire list at over $13,000.
Okay.
You can understand an animal, the hybrid. Part turtle, part dove.
No,
very pricey.
It's not a hybrid. It's a turtle dove. It's a dove.
A turtle and a dove mated.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
To make one.
Does it have wings or a hard shell or is it?
It's got it all. Oh. That's why it's so expensive.
I'm in.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Maria, I see here that you had an incident with your daughter and some Black Friday shopping.
Yeah. So my kid is 12, Chloe. She invites a bunch of her friends to do a sleepover over Thanksgiving night. We've done it for a bunch of years. Everyone comes over, we watch movies, and then we all go Black Friday shopping, right?
That sounds like fun. So you take all the kids out to go shopping on Black Friday. You wake up early.
Yeah, it's great. The kids are entertained now that they're a little older. It gives all the families a break.
We're like the heroes.
But based on your email, it looks like something went wrong. One of the little girls didn't show up. Is that right?
Yeah. So one of her friends is, I can just say, right?
Yeah.
And I texted her mom. Her name is Haley. She never responded. And I thought that was weird. But, you know, it's a busy time. So... Mm. The weird thing was, is they were out shopping at Perimeter Friday, and we ran into them.
You texted the mom, Haley. You said, hey, how come hasn't shown up? She doesn't respond to you at all. And then you see her and her daughter out shopping the next morning. This is a girl that was supposed to be at your sleepover.
And I was just so irked that she was ignoring my text, so I just didn't say anything. I just walked right by.
Oh, no way, really?
There's two
and
types
then
of
she
people.
Didn't say anything to me.
So you guys gave each other the cold shoulder, kind of, or at least you did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why didn't you just stop and ask her what was up?
I don't know, because I was hurt. I mean, you just don't blow your friends off.
Right.
Right? I mean, what kind of thing is that to teach your kids? I'm just so annoyed.
So if you're so annoyed and you're so hurt, then why are you calling us to get help asking her forgiveness?
Well, I asked Chloe if she knew what was going on, and she said that some of the girls were sort of saying that wears diapers or something.
Oh. Diapers.
Yeah, we're during like a sleepover?
I mean,
it's nothing to be ashamed of.
I mean, I can see how if you're 12 and you wear pull-ups, that's embarrassing, but...
Yeah.
You know, and I get why my friend isn't, you know, excited to talk about it, but how do you explain that your 12-year-old is still in diapers? Like, well, I don't understand.
So this kind of makes sense now, and I understand why you're kind of feeling bad about this. Usually, you would call and be like, hey, is she coming? And she's like, no, can't make it. But she would have to be like, well, why? And then she'd have to tell you about it.
Right.
She's just hoping it goes away.
Right.
So what better way to celebrate her wanting this to go away than us calling her on the radio? Are you sure you want to go ahead with this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll bleep her name out.
The daughter?
Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah.
The daughter. We'll bleep her name out. What's your name?
Lots of beeps. Lots of beeps.
All right. Why don't you sit tight? We'll call Haley, you know who's mom, next, and we'll ask her about this, okay? And try to get you some forgiveness.
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Maria was mad that her friend Haley wasn't responding to her text messages until she found out why. Now she's hoping Haley will forgive and forget and end this cold war. Maria, sit tight. Let's talk to Haley here first.
Hello?
Hi, is this Haley?
Yes, who is this?
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. We just wanted to see how your Thanksgiving was.
Great. Why?
Everything worked out? Like, no issues, no drama, leftovers, Black Friday shopping, everything's cool?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Wasn't your daughter supposed to go to a sleepover, though?
What is going on? You're calling me asking about weird stuff.
What happened with the sleepover? How come she didn't go?
Nothing. I just wasn't willing to pay money for my daughter to go shop with all her friends.
Pay money?
Somebody was charging you for this?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in order to go to the sleepover, all the kids had to produce a negative COVID test.
Oh.
Really?
Maybe now is a good time to bring...
Wait,
Hang on.
Yeah.
Chloe's mom, Maria, is on the phone with us. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And Maria was calling because she felt bad. There was some confusion, I guess.
We wanted the COVID test because we had elderly family members in town, and we just want to keep it extra safe for the kids.
Yes. I'm good. It's okay. I just think if you're going to ask for a test, you should probably offer to pay for it.
Haley, I really thought they were free.
Yeah, they're free unless you're like my wife who waits till the last minute and then has to go buy the at-home one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? Which one?
Like the one that you go and you get swabbed. Those are free, right?
Not anymore.
Oh my, I had no idea.
So
I
get it.
You should have said something.
Well, that's embarrassing. Like, hey, you're charging.
I mean, I would have checked in with everybody if I knew that it had cost something. Oh,
well,
man.
Well, now you can go back, Maria, and you can offer to pay for everybody else's COVID test. I imagine people are talking. So it sounds to me like this was just a misunderstanding. Yeah. And I think what we've learned from this is that when there's a misunderstanding, you talk to one another. You text.
But like passive aggressively going by each other in a mall, it's so much more fun. And then you go to the cookie store. You know what I mean? It's a whole thing.
You have to like go the rest of the day shopping, wondering, am I going to see this person again? So will you guys just kind of talk things through in the future? Ask each other about things?
Yeah. Why don't we talk? Why don't you call me when we hang up from here? We'll just.
Okay. Do I need to get a COVID test to talk on the phone?
Right.
I'm kidding.
No, but I will say, and this is, you guys do need to talk because there was an issue that probably Maria wants to tell Haley about off the air.
For sure. Yeah.
So we do make sure you guys touch base.
What? What are they saying?
We'll talk off the phone. We'll talk off the phone. And you don't need a COVID test, I promise.
We'll talk off the phone.
Just stay 6 feet away, all right?
I think that means in person. But
yeah. I'm glad this worked out. I was so worried.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow, Debbie made a huge life-changing decision at the Thanksgiving table, and now her son won't talk to her. Tomorrow morning on Forgive and Forget.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Good morning, Kelly in Atlanta.
Hey there.
Hi, could you kick Kara out for us?
See you, Kara.
I'm out of here, Kelly. Good luck.
Thanks.
Kara will step out. We'll ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. Bring Kara back in. We'll ask the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
Ready.
Question number one. Carrie Underwood says she and her husband do not exchange Christmas gifts. What singing competition did Carrie win in 2005?
American Idol.
Question two. Dr. Oz has announced plans to run for a Senate seat in Pennsylvania. Each state has how many U.S. senators in Congress?
Two.
Number three. The Braves signed two pitchers yesterday, but have yet to re-sign their MVP first baseman. Who's that?
Freddie Freeman.
Number four, Channing Tatum has confirmed he's going to return for the third and final installment of Magic Mike. What's the name of this popular song the cast dances to?
My pony. I can sing it. I just don't know the name.
All right, you're there. You're good.
Number five, Labrador Retriever tops this year's list of most popular dog breeds. Coming in second was what breed of bulldog?
French.
Bringing Kara back in.
All right, Chesley in Ackworth at 6:35 got all five right. Kelly in Atlanta got all five right today. Woo! Not going to tell Kara if she's right or wrong until the end.
All right, here we go. Same questions. Kara, number one. Carrie Underwood says she and her husband do not exchange Christmas gifts. What singing competition did Carrie win in 2005?
American Idol.
Question two, Dr. Oz announced plans to run for a Senate seat in Pennsylvania. Each state has how many U.S. senators in Congress?
Two.
Number three, Braves signed two pitchers yesterday, but have yet to re-sign their MVP first baseman. Who's that?
Come on, Freddie Freeman.
Number four, Channing Tatum has confirmed he'll return for the third and final installment of Magic Mike. What's the name of this popular song the cast dances to?
That's Genuine and Pony.
Number five, Labrador Retriever tops the list of this year's most popular dog breeds. Coming in second was what breed of bulldog?
Oh, it's my favorite, the French Bulldog.
I was hoping that would...
I mean, Kara, you have French Bulldogs. You could not have missed that,
I
right?
I know.
Well, but I was thinking because she did... Maybe she would think reverse psychology and thought that wasn't it,
negative.
But it was.
All negative. Right.
Final score, 5-5, and all ties go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money. Kara, your new record, 1,166 wins and 38 losses.
Great game, Kelly.
You too. Go Greyhounds.
We'll play again tomorrow like we do every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 7:27, a cold start, but warming up, sunshine. Later on, glorious 64 for a high. It's only 36 right now as you head out. What's going on, Kara?
An Atlanta teacher is sending a major warning to everybody to keep an eye on your bank accounts. Shelby Coffin said she received a text message warning her of some suspicious activity on her Wells Fargo account, which most of us would say that's good, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, they said that her account had been used at Walmart and a new transaction had appeared in her Zelle money sharing app.
Yeah.
Now, she did not approve these charges and got a call immediately from what she thought was Wells Fargo customer service.
Yeah.
It was not.
Right.
So instead of helping her stop the fraud, he was actually committing it and wiped her out of all but $500 in her bank account. So unfortunately, there's not much of a way to dispute or get money back from these cash sharing apps like Venmo, Zelle, and Cash App. So Shelby hasn't gotten her money back yet from Wells Fargo. That's why she's kind of ringing the bell to be very careful of answering any kind of text message that you receive regarding your bank account.
And that's my excuse when my wife texts me and I don't respond back and she comes home like, why didn't you text me back? I'm like, I thought it was spam.
Thought it was a fraud.
No.
I thought you were spamming me.
Well, on a happier note, there's a pretty big football game happening this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Our number one ranked Georgia Bulldogs will be taking on Alabama in the SEC championship game over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Hoping for redemption from the last time we met them in 2018. Now, for the fourth time this season, ESPN is bringing College Game Day down to a Georgia game. So they're going to be set up down by the Bend Saturday morning. Bring your silly signs down there and be ready to cheer on these dogs or Alabama, if that's your thing. Cool?
Yes.
Now, everybody loves a good Christmas song. And this Friday, we're going to be getting a new one from Ed Sheeran and Elton John. They made the big announcement yesterday in a very Love Actually way. Ed went and knocked on Elton's door and had a set of note cards, just like Andrew Lincoln did in the movie, to tell the story of how the song Merry Christmas came about. And then Ed went on a talk show in the UK and gave a little acoustic preview of the song.
So kiss me under the mistletoe. Pour out the wine, let's toast and pray for December snow. Yeah, there's been pain this year, but it's time to let it go. Next year, you never know. But for now, Merry Christmas. It's Christmas time for you and I. We'll have a good night and a Merry Christmas.
You're talking about Elton John, who has that song, Step Into Christmas.
Yeah.
He's been just making piles of money off for decades, and then everything Ed Sheeran touches is gold.
Platinum.
So,
well, I mean, it's no Kelly Clarkson, Christmas Isn't Canceled, Just You, but we'll take it, right?
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast.
Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.